People, this is Jonathan with the Bet on Yourself podcast coming to you live over the digital airwaves of Red Circle, Apple Podcasts, 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. The Bet on Yourself podcast is special because this is the only bet on, we have the only Bet on Yourself podcast on streaming platforms. We created this platform back in 2016, actually. So it's been 8 years. We've had the Bet on Yourself podcast. We started using the hashtag first amongst artists, and we've been running that hashtag up for over 8 years now. Over 400,000 people use Bet on Yourself, have used Bet on Yourself. The Bet on Yourself mantra, the attitude, the stigma is about you believing in you at the highest level, nothing less, nothing more. And without compromising yourself. And that's what we believe in over here. The only person that can stop you is you. The only person that will believe in you, would all support, is you. So you got to bet on yourself if you want to go outside the normal conventional ways of living and give yourself the life that you want and desire, not the life somebody else wants to give you. I have the honor of interviewing some of the most inspiring and innovative minds in the world of music. Today is no different. Speaking to a young king out of Canada, shout out to the Six, who I've been knowing now for at least, 6 months. And we've been probably more longer, but every day he's been grinding and focusing and never making excuses to build a legacy up for his name. 780-MASOCHIST is his artist name. I'll spell it out slow again, all one word. Seven, the number seven, the number eight, the number zero, then MASOCHIST is his name. And you're going to hear his journey today on the Better Yourself podcast. My brother, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, mad love, man. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to always talk to you, Jonathan.
No problem, man. Pronounce your artist name so everybody can tap in with it, bro.
For sure, man. It's either 780 Masochist or 780 Masochist.
Masochist. No doubt. All right, people. Before we start, I want to give a quick intro to why you need to download the BT Plus app. All right. If you have not downloaded the BT Plus app, listen to this and you will know why you need the BT Plus app on your phone right now. Here we go. And we'll jump right back into the podcast on the Bet on Yourself podcast.
There is only one place where you can go and actually stream real black culture on TV, and that's the BET Plus app. From movies, sitcoms, to original content created by super innovative producers, legendary producers like Tyler Perry, you will find endless content. The BET Plus app is the most complete solution outside of cable. Actually, in my opinion, it replaces cable from a big way, except for YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. But BET Plus, the BET Plus app is what you need if you want to stay connected to the culture and see dope content 24 hours a day. Download the BET Plus app right now on any device, Android or iPhone or iPad on your TV. Let's get it. BET Plus app, stream premium black culture on TV 24/7. Let's get it. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right. 780. I want to pronounce the last part right.
Oh, no, for sure. It's 780 Masochist or 780 Masochist.
Yeah, 780 Masochist. So listen, 780. You are walking a path that a lot of people travel, less than 5% finish successfully. Why are you on this path of such high levels of uncertainty and unknown?
Simply just that it's what I feel like my purpose is. I feel like oftentimes people are placed in situations where they have a void of what they feel like they should be pursuing. And the biggest thing for me is this kind of just found me. It's just something that I like, that I enjoy to do. I love being able to take words, and I like putting it onto a canvas and creating it my own. I like to create, let's say, visuals out of that. I love to create dialogue out of that. I like to dig into political infrastructure, and I think it's really just a beautiful thing. They say that the power of the tongue is something that can impact your entire life, and I just feel like that's just something that really resonates with me, and I love to pursue.
No doubt about it. I want to tap into this part here. When did you actually, like, when did you connect with music in an intimate way? Like, when did it become real for you?
I would say ever since a youth, man. I used to have family that used to kick it in New York. I used to have family that used to kick it in Toronto. And I think there's even studies just on, depending on what the minor or the major key is, it actually has a massive impact on even your heart rate. I'm an engineer too, man. So the power of frequency to the human body is impactful. We are 65% water. So I feel like naturally anyone who is a human being who experiences music is going to have an impact, whether or not they intend to or not. And I feel like that's really the biggest thing. If we go back to Tupac, you know, I feel like his Me Against the World album was jazz inspired, but the words that he had said really just connected on a completely different realm, just in regards to what it means to be a person of color. And it really kind of just hit me, because a lot of Middle Eastern people, a lot of my South Asian community, they resonate with the exact same thing. So I feel like that'd be probably the first album that really hit me. But again, naturally, just to not sound like a broken record, I feel like everyone has a genuine connection with music.
I want to tap into this part here. When you think about some of the influences that you've had early on, like, who really supported or influenced you, your love or affinity with music?
Just in regards to music, honestly, just like just my homeboys. I remember, I think the beautiful thing about music nowadays is that hip-hop and R&B, we accept everyone, or at least that's what the culture designates. We accept the YouTubers, we accept, you know, people who have turned their life around. So really just the community is actually really what influenced me. Just that you're able to take words, you're able to take poetic words, and you're able to influence the infrastructure of, let's say, the US and Canada. That has a magnitude of impact, and that's really the biggest thing. Is I'm trying to think, Tribe Called Quest, or if we want to go back down to Tupac Shakur's, we want to go down to even Kanye, what he did with sampling, and just the magnitude of impact that he has. That's what's groundbreaking to me.
Wow, that is groundbreaking. Let me ask you this. When you think about your life, and you think about your engineer, and you think about, you know, the training you've had education wise and experiences you've had growing up in Canada, describe the word legacy in your own words.
Really just that you're able to create a transcending impact. So for example, if we have whoever designed, let's say the sidewalk, or let's say someone who designed the road, a legacy to me is we don't actually intrinsically know who designed that, but yet here we are today constantly walking on a sidewalk. And I'm sure whoever created the sidewalk, I'm sure that was basically the biggest thing, is that we would unconsciously depend on this one source or this one thing for human communication, human durability, the ability to travel. That's really what an impact is to me, is that when it's all said and done, after we're no longer on this earth, we have created something that is able to offer the human experience something, whether it's minimal or it's large. And that's really what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. When you think about that word legacy, your definition of it, when you think about your city, when you think about your country, rather, Canada, how do people feel about the music of yours in Canada?
That's interesting. I think And I got mad love for my city. I do think that because Edmonton, not a lot of people are familiar with Edmonton. People are more familiar with Toronto, which is where my family's from. But the biggest thing is you're seen as someone who's crazy until you achieve what you had put your mind to, and then you become a genius. So I don't blame that. Like, there's not a lot of people that kind of make it out of Canada. I guess Drake and Cardinal Official really changed that.
And Tory Lanez too.
Tory Lanez, exactly. Same thing with Tory Lanez. So I don't really blame that sort of crab in the bucket mentality, but I really just wish that in my city in particular, people truly understood what they're capable of doing. We can even look at you, man. You've accomplished so much, and I'm sure that there's always been people that have told you, you can't do this, you can't do that. And the moment that you're able to transcend that, they're almost in a state of shock, but they shouldn't be shocked. They shouldn't be. They should be able to look at that person and be like, this person has a strong will, determination, and no matter what he tries to do, he will always be able to get past any sort of barrier. And that's kind of how I perceive it in Canada. But again, every day is just another day that you have to prove people wrong.
Definitely. You know, music means a lot to people. It's the universal language of the world. It's therapy for the soul. Explain how music has changed and changed your life and impacted your life.
That's a good question. Just like the narratives that it can evoke, you can essentially tell stories that have multiple meanings. That's one of the biggest things that I really appreciate about Toronto rap. Is the thing with Toronto rap and Canadian rap is, if you notice, like with American hip hop, it's very direct. It's very gritty. You know exactly how you feel. The thing that that Drake and The Weeknd kind of do is they provide this unique contrast. So we talk about The Weeknd. He's got he's got an angelic voice, but he's got the devil's lyrics. And I think that's kind of the beauty in regards to art, is presenting music. You can provide multiple messages with one narrative. Kendrick does the exact same thing. So I think just the ability to present an idea that has multiple layers and causes you to think about something, a political issue, in multiple spectrums, that is probably the most beautiful thing, because it goes to show you how much more complex everything on this earth really is.
Absolutely. Let's go into your life as an artist. I want you to explain to the Better Yourself audience, when you walk into the booth and you put on those headphones, what's the difference in that person versus your government?
That's a good question. Just the most authentic version. I want to create something that that's able to transcend. Like, for example, I'm gonna be doing a show for the food bank. So a good way to kind of present it is we all put on masks, right? In society, we all have to kind of cater to someone. The moment we put on that booth, I feel like whatever your yearning is within your heart, you're able to fully release it. I think that's why during the pandemic, so many people have been able to release music, is because they're finally isolated in a spot where no one can judge them. No one can put them into a box. No one can fit them into a type of mold. And I think that's what I really enjoy about being in the booth.
Yeah. You know, creating music is a high like no other, because you're doing mm-hmm. what you feel like you were born to do. Like mm-hmm. like that's your gift. Mm-hmm. When you think about the responsibility that you have of creating music that will change people's lives forever, explain what that means to you. Like, do you think about that? Like, somebody around the world could be like, it's like when people listen to the podcast, I always feel like somebody's going to hear this and be inspired, or mm-hmm. pick them up or whatever. Like,
right.
From your perspective, do you feel like, do you understand the weight of that responsibility? Like, you're creating, like your song Fade Away that we play every day, by the way, on 99.7 The Heat Miami, exclusively a part of the iHeartRadio family. Do you think about how that song really impacts people?
That's the interesting thing, because I'm sure, I don't know if you feel kind of feel the same way, but in the social media realm, numbers kind of just become numbers. We don't really assign the fact that 100,000 people are actually 100,000 people. The biggest thing I think is, as a creator, is to make it authentic. If you have any sort of impact, the ability to mask your art is, you're essentially just becoming a slave to what people think. So I think you have to risk offending people if you want to create art that is genuine and that wants to evoke a reaction that is wholesome. So I think that's just the biggest thing about being creators. You have to present something that you truly feel, that you feel like is important and will actually touch people. Because if you just make music just for hits, and if you just make music just to go in the club and stuff, but that isn't you, no matter how many clicks or views you get, you're essentially, that's no different than corporate. That's no different than being a slave in a 9-to-5. So I think that's actually what the beauty is of hip hop, is that it's all in your face. It's genuine. It's raw. You know what I mean? And you can say whatever you want as long as it evokes how you actually feel, not to ramble.
No, I got you on that. When you are performing, the microphone is in your hand, you're on that stage, the lights are low, sweat coming down your face, you're looking on this, you look out into a crowd of a sea of people. Explain that moment.
That's actually the crazy thing, man. I actually feel like that gives me a rush, man. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be a little bit turned up, but I actually find that having that amount of people is actually less stressful than doing it in front of two people. I'll be honest, man. I've had instances where I performed in front of two people. That has actually caused me to be more shook and self-conscious than having 30 or 40 people. And it's interesting because you can be out in public and maybe I'll feel a little bit more introverted, but the ability just to, you know, put on the costume at night and be able to perform in front of like 50, 60 people, I don't know why. It gives you a rush that it's almost like a pick-me-up, you know? It's almost like a confidence. So it almost just feels like it kind of fits like a glove, if that really makes sense. I don't know why. It doesn't really make sense. But the ability just to present your art is something that kind of comes naturally, I'd say.
Definitely. Spell out your artist name again slowly so people can pull you up and stream your music platform.
No, for sure. So it's 780 MASOCHIST 780 Masochist.
Say it one more time, nice and slow.
For sure. It's 780 and then it's MASOCHIST.
And give out your Instagram handle. Spell it out so people can tap in with you there as well.
For sure. It's the same thing. 780 MASOCHIST.
All right, definitely. What have you enjoyed most about working with Radio Pushers thus far, man?
Nah, man, you know, I can go all day about this, man.
You ain't gotta go all day. It's all good. Just, you know,
hey, man,
just give everybody a little bit about it.
For sure. And just, I can even go back to what I was kind of discussing with you before, Jonathan. It's very difficult in the music industry to come across people who are incredibly genuine, who don't gatekeep, who want to present artists in a very genuine manner. And the biggest thing that I took away from Radio Pushers is, and I literally tell this to people now, is in order to receive love, you got to give love. People want to take all the time. You were one of the people who really transformed my life in regards to that. You really impacted the way that I even just see communication is, what can you offer to people instead of taking first? And that's something I think I'm going to be taking to the grave with me, man. You know what I mean? So much appreciation to that.
No doubt. Well, the thing I want to say about you that I love is you're so humble and grateful. You make people want to help you. And I told you from day one, it's not about the money, man. It's about the effort and the hustle.
For sure.
That's what I care about, because when you're in a position to help people and you see people grinding the way that you're grinding, man, you know, it's impressive, because at the end of the day, man, you know, the beautiful thing about Radio Pushers and about what we've done over the years is we've been able to help artists beyond just what they pay for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's been the real thing, because at the end of the day, you know, all of us, nothing, it doesn't make you special when all you do is do what's expected. What makes you special is when you go above and beyond to make people's lives, you know, to help change people's lives. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to say. And, you know, with you, you're always looking at things as like a scientist, like, how can I do this better? How can I do that better? How can I improve upon this? You know, I see you reaching out to people, and I always tell people this. Effort is the one thing that is priceless, but it will separate you from everybody else.
Right.
Because here's the thing. When you are, like right now on your Monday board, you have thousands of people you can interact with. Mm-hmm. And I tell people this all the time. 25 people a day times 30 days is 750 people. Times 3 is 2,250. So just imagine interacting with 2,250 people
in
3 months. Right. And what you can get from that. So, again, all of this, man, makes a big deal into what we're doing. So, again, I'm very happy. We're very honored to be in partnership with you and to be helping you take your brand to the next level, man. So, any final shout-outs you want to give?
Oh, man, I'm giving a shout-out to Blondie. They are a promoter in Edmonton. We're going to be doing a show on the 26th. And, again, okay. Taking the same mantra that you had, in order to receive love, you got to give love back. So any sort of ticket sales that we receive for that show that I'm going to be doing, it's going to be going straight to the Edmonton Food Bank. So we're going to be giving back. And again, just want to give you your flowers, man. Again, one of the few people in the industry that I really feel like has a pulse on every single demographic. And I really want to give you your flowers in regards to your success. This is an incredible podcast. It's been charting on Apple charts. So mad love to you.
Hey, man, thanks for donating to the podcast. Can't wait. Hey, listen, I want to have you on the Marathon Life podcast next week. Let me know if we can make that happen, bro.
100%, man. You know, more
that way we can get into your childhood.
Sounds good. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right, man. Let's get it, man. People, thank you so much for tuning in to the Better Yourself podcast. Follow my brother. Remember, 780-MASOCHIST. 780-MASOCHIST.
This summer, saddle up with the only sportsbook where you can bet on horse racing, FanDuel. Right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $500. Just download the app or go to FanDuel.com/horses to score your no-sweat bet up to $500. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Offer valid on first real money wager of $5 or more. Verified FD racing account required. Bonus issued and non-withdrawable racing site credit that expires 7 days after issuance. Max refund $500. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm up on all streaming platforms. Connect with my brother on Instagram. Let's get it. Peace and love.
Peace and love, man.